This is Daily Orthodox Scriptures for Kids with Father Alexis Corey. We're glad you're with us for this journey.
Welcome. I'm Father Alexis, and we are going to be reading through the Bible together. And I've got some friends that will be helping us. So let's get started.
Hey everyone, we are back, episode 124, and we'll be reading in this chapter from the New International Version. Usually we're reading from the New King James Version, but somehow we ended up in the New International Version this time, so we're just going to go with it. And Emmanuel's back with us. Emmanuel read way back in, I think it was chapter 4. Emmanuel is 10 years old. And Emmanuel, what's going on with you? What's exciting?
I'm just excited for summer.
Oh, you're excited for summer. What do you have plans for the summer? What do you want to do in the summer?
Usually, a bunch of my cousins, like all over the United States, they come to my auntie's house, and then we all play together.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. That's a fun summer activity.
Well, we're glad you're back with us, Emmanuel. And we'll be reading today from what chapter?
Matthew chapter 26.
And our verses?
Verses 1 through 5.
Great. Let's get started.
When Jesus had finished saying all these things, he said to his disciples, "As you know, the Passover is 2 days away, and the Son of Man will be handed over to be crucified. Then chief priests and the elders of the people assembled in the palace of the high priest, whose name was Caiaphas, and they schemed to arrest Jesus secretly and kill him. But not during the festival, they said, or there may be a riot among the people."
Thanks, Emmanuel. Nice job. Jesus said that the Passover was in 2 days, and it will be then that Jesus will be captured and crucified. The Passover was a holy Jewish feast, remembering how God freed the people from slavery in Egypt. The word we use for the resurrection of Christ is Pascha, which is the Greek way, actually, of saying Passover. So in other words, it's the second Passover. In this Passover, Jesus saves us not from Pharaoh and Egypt, but from slavery, from sin and death. So it's not accidental that the Christian Pascha always follows the Jewish Passover. For Christians, the Jewish Passover was a symbol of the true Passover, not just being freed from the Egyptian Pharaoh, but from sin and death. So, thanks, Emmanuel, for reading. I'm Father Alexis, and remember, Christ is in our midst.
He is and ever shall be.
You've been listening to Daily Orthodox Scriptures for Kids with Father Alexis Corey. You can always find us at dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. That's dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. This has been a listener-supported presentation of Ancient Faith Radio.